Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Members of the extremist group, the Proud Boys, in Newark today to demonstrate in support of ICE outside Delaney Hall. That is the embattled immigrant detention center where conditions are so rough, detainees are reportedly on a hunger strike. Anti-ICE protesters have shown up again today as well, and it's led to some shouting matches between the groups.
Police swarm the street here outside Delaney Hall to separate the two groups of protesters. A new group formed to support police and ICE agents. Michael says they had to.
I'm disgusted. I mean, the governor brought the state police out here, and these people still didn't have any respect.
He means the protesters here all week. Casey Horn says he's here over mistreatment claims inside.
We've heard reports that the detainees are being denied access to their lawyers. They're being subjected to physical abuse.
Rachel Castillo here on the other side says that's not true.
I am pretty sure they are not being not fed or beaten up.
Both sides now face to face with barricades between them. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Newark.
Now, while Governor Sherrill says she supports the right of Americans to protest, she released a statement earlier today asking demonstrators to, quote, work together to bring the temperature down and to remain peaceful and stay in safe areas. The governor put state police on duty outside Delaney Hall last night to prevent any escalation by ICE, she says. And she adds that everyone needs to focus on advocating for better conditions for the detainees and ultimately for the closure of Delaney Hall. Well, a second group spotted climbing out of a Brooklyn manhole yesterday, first in Gravesend, then in Williamsburg. Police trying to figure out who they were and why they did it. The two incidents happening only a few hours apart. Surveillance video taken by a nearby business shows eight people exiting that manhole in Williamsburg near Hayward Street and Bedford Avenue, then leaving in a car. The Gravesend incident was also caught on video. It shows several people coming out of a manhole near McDonald Avenue and Collin Place, then changing their clothes and cleaning up near some parked cars. It's not certain who these people were or why they wanted to hang out in the sewer system. City officials now calling for a swift response for the NYPD after the Polish consulate in Manhattan was vandalized this week twice in 3 days. Someone spray painted walls, doors, steps, benches, and other areas of the building on Madison Avenue with red paint. It happened Wednesday and then again on Friday. A bipartisan group of city council members who represent Polish communities, including Phil Wong in Queens, want this person caught immediately.
I have reached out directly with the commissioner's office, and they have a team right now that's reviewing the videos. And we'll have updates for me very soon once they identify the perpetrators.
Now, the council members say in a joint statement they are deeply disturbed by the repeated vandalism and stand firmly with Polish-American New Yorkers. Surveillance cameras and a door at a building near the consulate were also spray-painted by vandals. Well, heads up in Queens this afternoon, word that someone was hurt by falling concrete that apparently tumbled off a Jackson Heights building. It happened just after noon on 82nd Street near Roosevelt Avenue, and the victim was knocked unconscious. No word how they're making out, but the person was taken to a hospital with a head wound. Witnesses say the debris appeared to be a heavy piece of concrete masonry that came off a building. The area has been blocked off while city officials investigate. Well, one dead in a double stabbing overnight in Brooklyn. The two victims were men, both attacked in an apartment building on Avenue D in Flatbush. According to police, investigators haven't yet identified the man that didn't make it. But the other victim was a 66-year-old man who somehow survived despite being knifed in the neck. No word of any arrests yet. And if police know who's to blame for the violence, they're or what's to blame for the violence, rather, they are not saying. A somber memorial today in Lower Manhattan to honor the first responders that worked on the pile at Ground Zero in the months after the 9/11 attacks. The 24th annual commemoration at the 9/11 memorial marks the day rescue and recovery efforts officially ended, City Council Speaker Julie Menon.
While we still carry those scars every single day, it is not our scars that define us, but rather it is our ability to heal and unite.
The ceremony also paid tribute to construction workers and others who became sick or have died from 9/11 related illnesses. This September marks 25 years since the attacks. 10 first responders heard answering the call of a house fire on Long Island last night. The blaze erupted in a two-story home in Port Washington, sent about 80 volunteer firefighters from six different nearby departments rushing to the scene. Nine firefighters were among the injured, four of whom when part of the building collapsed. A police officer was hurt as well, but we're told none of the injuries are life-threatening. No word yet what started the blaze, but the Nassau County Fire Marshal's office says it was not suspicious.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.